The best coverage of the Padres is right here. You're listening to Fryer Friday on 97.3 The Fan.
Saw Ben bobbing his head to this the other day in the press box. You're a fan of the Immigrant Song.
The Immigrant Song, yes.
Bye. Yeah, look at you. We just knuckle fist bumps. How you doing, buddy? Welcome
in. I felt bad yesterday after missing the Van Halen question
you went
that I
home
got. So I went and did a little studying to make sure that I'd be better next time.
What did you do? You listened to some Van Halen?
No, I just turned on the radio when the artist comes on.
Oh, yeah.
I got that screen in my car, so do a little studying while I'm driving around.
All right. What Led Zeppelin album was this on?
Oh,
right. Immigrant Song.
Albums, I have really no idea.
Can you name one Led Zeppelin album?
I can't name
you
any
can.
Albums
you really...
from almost any band.
You could name
Led Zeppelin would be the band.
Led Zeppelin, the self-titled album. Ooh. There you go.
Yeah, Led Zeppelin. They call it one. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, Houses of the Holy, and on. Onward.
I know the Beatles had a white album.
They did. Beatles had the white album.
And,
is that the only two albums?
I think, let's see, The Police had Synchronicity.
Look at you!
So there you go. That is the gamut of my album knowledge, I believe.
You continue to surprise me every day, partner. Good morning, it is Ben and Woods. We do open phones at this time. Paulie, you said that Everyday Chris is on the line.
He is.
We missed him yesterday. Chris, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, what's happening, guys?
Just chilling, man. How you doing?
Doing all right, man. Looking forward to the weekend. Hoping the Lakers don't mess around, get off to that 1-0 start instead of digging themselves in the hole. But other than that, I don't know. I maybe have some fun for you guys. I got this friend who's semi-retired. He's got, I got a Harley now, and he's going to all these festivals, man. Like stupid chili festival, avocado festival, selfie festival. Like ridiculous festivals, right? So
on his motorcycle, right? Like that's his bit now.
Yeah, like Wild Hogs, like that movie, right? It's like if he finds a festival, he's all into festivals right now. There's just so many ridiculous festivals, And if you guys had to go to a festival, Ben, Paulie, and the Woodsy, if you had to, what kind of festival would you go to?
Well, I've been to many, many, many festivals, and I can tell you unequivocally, the most fun I ever had at a festival, you're going to be surprised, was not Coachella, was not Kaboo, wasn't it,
music festival.
It was not a music festival. This was, I went to, when I lived in Indiana.
Did you go to the Gilroy Garlic Festival?
I've never been to Gilroy Garlic, but I have been to a corn festival.
Corn?
When I lived in Indiana, me and three friends indulged in some marijuana cigarettes on the way out and got to the corn festival where it was all you could eat corn on the cob. You pay $5 and you walk in, and if you wanted one ear of corn, you could have one. If you wanted 750 ears of corn, you could have 750 ears of corn. Now, when you smoke marijuana cigarettes, Ben, you get what they call the munchies. And so I was in heaven. I love corn on the cob.
But there wasn't any other varieties?
You get a pop, like popcorn,
okay,
and corn on the cob. And I must have eaten
No cornbread. Corn souffle.
No corn soup, nothing. Corn on the, it was just these, they had these grills that were like 100 yards long, and they were just loaded with corn. And you walk up, grab it, shuck it, put some butter on it, salt and pepper, whatever you want to add, some different, fixings and stuff. And I must have eaten, no BS, 35 ears of corn. I mean, we were just so high. And then it was like this, we got to do this every weekend. I had a blast. I mean, we were laughing, and like we were at a corn festival in rural Indiana. So people watching was great.
Was there like a, the princess, the queen?
The queen? I don't know. I never saw the corn queen.
I'm just, my Midwest curiosity now is off the charts.
Man, it was fun. It was fun. It was a really, really fun day. Paulie, Ben, you guys ever been to any festivals you enjoyed?
Absolutely. I have a couple of times gone
Caviar Fest
to Denver for the Great American Beer Festival.
Yeah, we've seen those videos. We've seen that. It's too much beer for me. It's just too much. It's an overload. The too many tastes.
It's an overload, that's for sure.
Your Silent Disco video is still remains one of our most downloaded, most viewed videos.
That was a GABF moment, yep, for sure.
My small hometown suburb of Seattle, every year, I think it was in like June, they had the Strawberry Festival.
Ooh, I like strawberries.
It was incredible.
Just big, plump
the
strawberries.
The freshest strawberries you could imagine. They had strawberry lemonade. They had strawberry shortcake. They had strawberry ice cream. You know, anything strawberry you could get, and it was fantastic.
Because, dude, I'm telling you, strawberries for me are hit or miss. If I don't get a good one and I get a mealy one or something, I'm out for 6 months. I won't touch
it. Light and green on the top.
Yeah.
And
or like mushy on one side.
Yeah.
I'm so with you there, man. I'm so with you. Strawberry Festival sounds amazing.
It would be it'd be kind of bad if you grew up in a farming community that grew something like soybeans.
Yeah,
or
something
lettuce.
Lettuce festival.
Yeah, lettuce festival.
Cool,
yeah.
Caesar salad. Cool, chef salad. Like I'm done with this. No, that sounds like a good one. Paul, you said that we have another caller on the line.
Yeah, we had Everyday Chris. We have Once in a While Gary calling out.
I guarantee he wants to talk a little U.S. Open, right?
My beloved father. Hi, Dad.
Hey, hi, guys. How are you?
Just block that part out about me smoking marijuana and going to eat.
Well,
corn, okay?
I was going to say I had that minor lobotomy so I could erase a couple of things.
It's like the parents' hour today.
Yeah, it is, Dad. That was it was illegal at the time, but it's legal now. Okay, so I was on to something.
No, the lobotomy only erased the illegal stuff.
All right, fine. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
We're hanging in, man. We're kind of bored. No Padre game to watch last night, so we're literally just talking about whatever we want right now.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I'm way ahead of myself, and I apologize, but I think Slam Diego against the Bronx Bombers would be the most fun World Series I could imagine. Lamette against Cole.
Speak for yourself. It would be the worst thing that ever happened to me in my life. It'd be terrible.
It'd be a little nerve wracking, but
no, it wouldn't. I mean, look, if you like, my dad's on the phone. He raised me as a Yankee fan. Okay, and Ben and I were talking about this off the air yesterday. The potential of this happening. No one's going to believe me if I say that I'm rooting for the Padres. They're just not because, you know, I grew up a Yankee fan. And I've told friends this. I've seen the Yankees win World Series. I've been in the building with my dad on the phone when they won a World Series. I was in Yankee Stadium. And Clemens beat the Braves, four-game sweep, 99. We were at the game, last game of the millennium. And it was awesome. It was awesome. Then I moved here and started watching this baseball team and, you know, started hearing the stories. And I'm raising my son to be a Padres fan. My son is a Padre fan. He's not a Yankee fan. So just like my dad did for me, I'm raising him. He's a San Diegan. That's who he's going to root for. So it would be the worst thing that ever happened to me. But it would all, like, it's kind of a win-win. But I really would be disappointed if the Padres lost the World Series.
I think Gary brings up a very interesting question, though, and that is, if the Padres were to get to the World Series, what's the most intriguing matchup? And the Yankees is an obvious answer.
White Sox.
But the one that everyone's talking about right now that would be kind of compelling from a storyline standpoint would be the White Sox,
yeah,
who are, in ways, now this is kind of, you know, writers trying to create storylines, but they're the American League version of the Padres, that young, up-and-coming team that's maybe a year early here that plays really exciting baseball, that has young, rising potential superstars, and to have those two teams matching up in the playoffs in the World Series would be almost like a sneak preview of maybe the
what's
next,
to come.
Yeah, now, the next decade to come.
I don't know how many people actually care about this kind of stuff, but don't you think the executives at Fox would think that that's probably the worst World Series ever if it was White Sox Padres?
Yeah, the national media would. Now, the ones that are in the know would, but everyday Joe baseball fan is like, oh, great.
They want
White
Dodgers,
Sox,
Yankees.
Padres. Now, they do. They do. The Dodgers and Yankees will get better ratings than the Padres.
At least the White Sox come from a major market in Chicago.
But they're not the team.
Padres A's or Padres Rays would really probably terrify.
But it could
be
a great World Series.
But yeah, I mean, those that are in the know, those that aren't morons, know that that would be a hell of a series. Blake Snell, Lamette, like
Padres twins. Thank you.
I mean, that still would be amazing. It would be amazing, amazing if you're a baseball fan and you know, and you're in the know. And the thing is all the garbage Tatis took for that 3-0 swing, what it did do is it upped our cachet out here. There is cachet. The Padres have cachet right now. I love saying cachet. There's cachet here. I don't know that it would be a giant ratings boon. It will, I believe, someday. But this year, first year, there's cachet.
By the way, if Manny Machado did what Josh Donaldson did yesterday.
Today would have been 4 hours of defending Manny Machado.
Oh, I don't think so. I think Manny Machado probably would be under arrest.
Oh, yeah. He would have been. He would have gotten the Kennesaw Mountain Landis Shoeless Joe Jackson treatment.
Yeah.
If he kicked dirt on the MLB Umpires Association would have put out a statement, you know, like they did twice last year about Manny Machado.
If you missed it, by the way, Josh Donaldson of the Twins got mad about a check swing on 2-0 that was called a strike. Really a very innocuous moment in a baseball game. Hits a home run on the next pitch, ties the game against the White Sox. Big game. Circles the bases, and as he gets to home plate, kicks dirt on home plate, a la, the great managers of the past having a temper tantrum.
Earl Weaver. Yeah.
But as he does that, he kind of stumbles over home plate. He gets thrown out of the game, by the umpire when he does that. Stumbles over home plate, goes back to touch it again, and then just starts kicking more dirt on it.
Yeah.
There was one logistical question I had about that. He got thrown out before he actually touched home plate.
No, he didn't.
He didn't?
He came in and kicked. Then he got tossed.
Yes.
As soon as he kicked dirt, he touched home plate.
He missed it with his foot and then had to come back to touch it again.
He came back to kick more dirt on it.
Just okay.
Yeah, he came back to because he knew he saw himself get thrown out.
What's the ruling, though, if you get thrown out while you're rounding the bases after hitting a home run touching home plate?
If you touch home plate, you're good. It's a home run. If you get thrown out between third and home, that's a triple.
It is. You can't get a pinch runner in there to finish rounding the bases for you? I think you can.
I don't think you can
send in a pinch runner to finish rounding the bases
for you. Where does he start? Midway through, between the bases?
Like mid-trot.
I don't think so. I think they probably credit him with a triple.
Really?
Yeah.
That's an interesting.
Even though you hit it over the fence.
Rules question.
I have no idea.
You need an umpire to call in and give us the answer to that one. If you know the answer to that, because that would be an incredible. Well, obviously, we've seen the home run. That's not a home run when you pass the runner in front of you.
Yes, that doesn't count.
That was famous. Who did that in the it was a walk-off, and they still won, but instead of a grand slam, it was the grand slam single.
Yeah, he passed because he ran past
the
runner.
Grand slam single.
Yep.
I want to say White Sox again, but now I've forgotten who that was. Well, we'll look that up, and we'll continue on. We got a good show this morning. You know, Padres game to talk about it. I thought it was a somewhat busy night in sports, though. I was able to watch a little football, basketball, even some hockey got in. And, of course, the U.S. Open is back underway. Round two is they've teed off at Wingfoot this morning, so we can follow some more golf today as well.
How proud of me are you guys that I watched the last 5 minutes and 49 seconds of the Celtics-Heat game?
Very
and
proud
I was not disappointed at all.
You are a sports talk radio host.
I am a sports fanatic.
Don't want to be proud of watching 5 minutes of the Eastern Conference Finals.
Oh, nothing gets
coming up next, though. We are going to delve into the personal life of our executive producer, Paul Reindel.
Can't wait for this interview.
Who has just moved in with his mother-in-law.
It's so good.
And we have the mother-in-law joining us next.
I can't wait. We got my dad. All he needs is one of your family members to call
him.
I
don't even know what to ask.
So
Woods is probably going to have to leave this interview as we
come
back here. It's Ben and Woods, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.